$100 million in jury verdicts and settlements for serious injury victims, medical malpractice victims, and surviving family members of wrongful death victims. Trial Lawyers for Justice. This is a firm that does not handle frivolous lawsuits. They go after insurance company money, and they're darn good at it. They don't sell their clients out or settle cheaply. Trial Lawyers for Justice, the firm that goes the distance for you, their client. They treat their clients the way you would want your own family members taken care of. Nicholas Rowley, Dominic Pachota, and the other trial lawyers in the firm at Trial Lawyers for Justice, dedicated to representing the people and their families in Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Illinois, California, Wyoming, and many other states. Trial Lawyers for Justice. $100 million in settlements and jury verdicts already in 2016. 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the lounge with your truly, Michael Horton, the star of our show. It is the Sultan. He is the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game. The all-pro defensive end. We're talking about the legendary one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. Welcome to our show. You know, I just, we've got a lot of listeners, and it's growing by leaps and bounds.
Yes.
And some of these great folks out there just send me lots of fan mail. But they also send me things like Desi. Desi sent me a box of Harry and David chocolates.
Wow.
And they've got like a cake in there. They've got beautiful chocolates. They've got dark chocolates with covered over popcorn, which I'm eating right now. And you've had a couple of those, haven't you?
Well, the key word is that Desi sent you this thing. And you have shared a few kernels of popcorn, and they've been delicious. But that's a chest right there. I mean, you can lock that thing up like a treasure chest.
Should I hold it up?
Yeah, hold that up so people can see that thing on if they're looking at us on video there. There's a lot of stuff in there. I mean, that thing is bigger than your head, for gosh sakes. You could lose your head inside that chest.
But there's a lot of good stuff in there.
Let me go in there and see. Tell everybody who doesn't have television, take a look.
It's pretty deep in here. Can you see? Take a look. I'm way down here at the bottom.
It's amazing what you can get.
Is that a reenactment? Is that what you're doing?
Yes,
a reenactment?
Good. Yeah.
But it's great, and I'm thrilled that people were so kind to forward this stuff all
day during the show. And I'll tell you, you always eat so well, and then you're starting to eat this stuff, which is not necessarily helpful. What was the worst thing you ever ate in your years? When you were in training, did you always eat good food?
Well, you hope so. Yeah. I don't go looking around to eat bad food.
What's the worst experience you had with food?
In China. I was subjugated to warm mayonnaise and fried crickets and spiders.
I don't want to hear it anymore. Okay, so that's what you told me. You had a bad experience with pizza, I remember. What happened?
Well, I had a bad experience when I was in high school. I bit into a slice of very hot pizza, and it stuck to the roof of my mouth. It fit beautifully in between my two teeth, my two rows of teeth. And I couldn't get it out of there, and I was, for a moment, I was flipping around, and I finally put my finger up in there, and I got it out of there, and it blistered the roof of my mouth. So that was it for me and pizza.
Was that Pizza Hut, one of the first Pizza Hut experiences?
It was, I think it was the Pizza Show, or the Pizza Hut, or the Pizza, something like that.
But yeah, Neanderthal Man Pizza, I believe is what it
was. No,
it was
preposterous, and I said, why would anybody find joy in that?
We got a great show for you today. Lots of things to talk about, including pizza. CRM.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
when it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day. Celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, Ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you love pizza? Because if you love pizza, the 10 any pizza deal from Pizza Hut is the biggest no-brainer in the history of the world. You can carry out a large pizza, any toppings, anytime for just $10. Even a large pan meat lovers, or pepperoni lovers, or whatever toppings you love. They're all $10. The 10 any pizza deal, because no one out-pizzas the Hut. Ask for this offer. Additional charge for extra cheese and stuffed crust. Product availability, prices, and participation may vary.
Lounge, Michael Horn with the legendary Fred Dreyer. And Fred, you know, you have, you invited me over and we put a dinner together. That was kind of fun cooking with you through Blue Apron. This is a great number one fresh ingredient company, Blue Apron. I just love these guys. Here's what they do at Blue Apron. They send you out food and it's all fresh, all good, natural, like 150 local farms, fisheries, ranchers across the United States. The seafood is sourced. It's sustainable under standards with the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch. There's beef, chicken, there's pork, there's produce from great farms, and they deliver in 99% of the United States. And well, what's great about this is they go ahead and have wonderful, delicious food that they bring to your house. It's
they
good.
They do indeed. The door, as I said last week, doorbell rings. If you have a doorbell, if you don't,
tell everybody about what they had.
If you don't, and then you hear a, and then you hear a door, and then it opens up, and the guy's there with all your food. First delivery, Blue Apron comes in, and he sets it down, and he says, "Thank you so much." And you start digging into it. And believe me, you can make yourself either lunch, dinner, or your holdover. You can have snacks. You can however you want to use it and however you want to use this service. It's affordable for less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients. That's where you come in, Mike.
Yeah, everything is there. And so we got together, and like you said, less than $10 a meal, you put this whole thing together, and it's a delicious, wonderful meal. And here's the deal. You can check out the special menus and everything, but you can get your first three meals free with free shipping if you go to blueapron.com and then /dryer, D-R-Y-E-R. Mention your name, Fred.
Yeah, that's right. Just mention me and let them know that we can time it. If you're in a different time zone than me, you can time it like it's 7 o'clock in Los Angeles. If you're back east in New York, it's 10 o'clock.
We can eat at the same time.
It'll be a late dinner for you, but you're having dinner with me.
Just go to blueapron.com/dryer. You'll love how it feels, it tastes. You'll have incredible home-cooked meals. They're real easy to do. The recipes are right there. Again, blue, B-L-U-E, apron, A-P-R-O-N.com. /dryer. You do that, you get your first three meals free. It's a special trial for you. So go to blueapron.com/dryer, D-R-Y-E-R, get your first three meals free.
Yes, it's a great deal, and not just because of the free food up front, but it's a great deal, and it's so relieving to know that, you know, you don't have to worry about going to the store. You just know that just I'm going to be here when the guy shows up and he gets out of the truck and he brings your meal to you, and that's it. You're hunkered in to watch the big game.
Speaking of the big game, we got kind of a relaxing weekend this weekend, but looking ahead, it's kind of as you and I predicted here. It's, you know, Atlanta just, well, yeah. What happened there with that Green Bay game, Fred?
Well, it's you know, you get down to these games and it's matchups. It's the exploitation of what people do.
Right.
You know, Pittsburgh was blown out by New England simply because of the coverages that they ran. They ran zone and they ran a couple of other cover two types of stuff. And once they ran that, and the reason they run, because they run it very well, but when it's exploited by a great offensive system like New England has,
yes,
then
oh boy,
they take away outside receivers, but there's always one or two people. In this case, it was that Logan kid who was open, and he just scorched him, and that's enough to win these types of games.
It's tough to – when you're playing the game, as you did for so many years with the Rams and before that with the New York Giants, once another team gets up momentum, how do you stop it? How do you turn it around? You go in the locker room at halftime, whatever. Is there something you do? Do you try to
figure something out? Well, that's a very good question, Mike Horn.
Because you got to stop it. It's like they're running over you.
And what you do is I've always said this. The game is won at the line of scrimmage. And you either pass rush better, you either pass block better, you either run block, or you stop the run, meaning you use your big people at the line of scrimmage to control the line of scrimmage. You come back out if you're Pittsburgh and you're down by a point or 10 points or 20 points, you come back and you're going to get the ball. You've got to come back and kind of reboot and rethink how you want to attack the opposing team, and if you've got a good running game, you've got to be able to run the ball. Pittsburgh was not really able to run the ball, and they weren't good enough offense to battle you know, New England through the air. So it was just a matter of trying to keep New England from scoring too many points, which they couldn't, which I think is a segue into what the Super Bowl is going to be about.
Yeah, what do you think here?
That's going to be a big shootout. Both teams are terrific. Both got probably the two best quarterbacks in pro football, as you'll be seeing in a couple weeks.
I agree.
And so let's see what happens. Who makes the big play? Who comes up with a turnover? I think mistakes are part of the game, but I think in these types of games, boy, you just really don't want to get caught being the one that makes a critical mistake. Remember a year ago, or was it 2 years ago, when the Patriots won the Super Bowl and they beat Seattle?
Yes,
remember that?
Oh,
what happened down there?
Yeah,
it was a fait accompli. The guy goes and decided to throw it instead of running Marshawn Lynch, and boom, interception. Guy made a great play and then won the Super Bowl for him.
I think what we don't realize as fans of the game to watch it, when we have someone like you, we can talk to you about playing the game, is there's not a lot of time to talk to one another. I mean, yeah, there's timeouts, but once you get in that game, you're lining up, you're throwing, you're doing stuff. You better have your game plan together, and everybody better know the game plan. And there also has got to be some kind of a key word or something that we switch and say, I got to rush here or something, right? Am I correct on this? You got to kind of come up with it on the fly as you're on the field, but you got to know what the plan is.
Well, you have to know. Yeah, you have to know exactly what the team is doing.
Right.
But each person, and they always say this, and that's what Belichick will be probably saying every single day. Here's the defense called. Do your job. Meaning, don't try to do Bill's job or Dusty's job over here.
Right.
And just do your job. And let your teammates know and rely on the fact that you're going to do your job. So you have a big game coming, and here's one of the things that you have to be careful of. Atlanta would probably have to be more so than New England, because New England has more playoff and Super Bowl experience, and that is you can get paralyzed as a player watching the game that you're in. you watch the game instead of participating in it.
Yes.
There's a big, big difference there. So you have to be careful that you don't wind up watching the game as you're going through the motions.
You're in it. You're in the game.
You're
keep
in
your
the
mind
game.
Where your body is always a key thing to remember.
Yeah, and I always, in all these games, in every game, you set up a habit to where you know exactly what the plays are, you know what your defenses are, and it's up to you to tell yourself and to focus, I can make a big play here by really understanding and executing my job description. And that's what goes on in the Super Bowl. The teams that do that win.
All right, there you have it from the one and only legendary Fred Dreyer. You can follow Fred on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. On Twitter, just go ahead and get a hold of him at Fred_Dreyer, Fred_Dreyer. And you can always email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. That's Fred Dreyer, Dreyer, at CRNTalk.com. And you can get all your meals at Blue Apron here if you want to get a hold of that, too. Just go ahead and go to blueapron.com/Dreyer also. We continue here. It's The Lounge. Welcome back here to The Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, Fred Dreyer, and it's our email segment here. A lot of people sending you emails,
yes.
Fred.
Yes.
Sarah Z, Z-E-E, says, hi, Fred. Sarah from Long Island. I loved Hunter. Never miss an episode. Do you have a favorite episode from the show? Oh, yes, you mentioned it here
yes,
on the show.
Yes, I do. It was called
Unfinished Business.
Unfinished Business, directed by Corey Allen in the fifth year. So look at that one. That's my favorite.
John Nelson says, Fred, glad to hear you every week. Who's your pick to win the big game and why? You're sort of hedging, but you're going towards
well,
what?
Well, if I'm pressed, and I guess I am. I'm going with New England in a shootout, and it's going to be one of the best games. And please, if it's close in the last 5 minutes of the game, flip a coin. Whoever has the ball last probably wins.
Somebody, Sam here, says, Sam, what's your favorite Super Bowl snack?
Pizza.
Good hot pizza, huh?
The one that sticks to the roof of your mouth.
It's good. It'll stay with you. Do it during halftime. You can roll out.
Do they
the floor.
Eat pizza during football games now?
I think so. We'll be back. Stay with us here on CRN.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Welcome back. We are in the lounge. Going to be expanding the lounge as we always do on more stations more than ever before because we have as the star of the show the legendary Fred Dreyer, the man who was on television, still on TV. He was on Agent X last year, Crisis, got more things coming up in the works. He was, of course, for so many years on Hunter. People know you as Hunter. You've become an icon on that Icon channel, Fred
Dreyer.
That's correct.
But I understand that they are binging. Binge watching.
Yes,
on Hunter.
Like,
now.
You want to do one more? And they
like 157 episodes just to go bananas on.
Yeah, this is great.
And by the way, I've been asked this many times. Of the 157 hours, 7 years.
Yes,
of doing that show, I've been asked what was my favorite episode. My favorite episode is Unfinished Business. That was the name of the episode.
Unfinished Business. And why is that your favorite?
Unfinished Business. It's a smart script. And Corey Allen was the director. Long live his soul. He's passed on. But Corey, if you don't know who Corey Allen was.
An actor. Wasn't Corey Allen an actor?
He was the actor who fought James Dean at the Griffith Observatory in a knife fight. He's also...
But what did he do in the movies?
He's also... Wait a minute.
Oh, sorry.
He was an actor. Well, you asked me a question.
I know.
What's wrong with you?
This is a dumb joke. Go ahead. Continue.
Clearly.
Keep going.
That went right past everybody.
Anyway, yes, it did.
Yeah.
Somebody caught it right behind you. Throw it back at me. I'll try it again later. Go ahead.
So then later on, they played chicken where Natalie Wood starts them off and they run to the cliff. They race to the cliff. And, of course, James Dean bails out right before his car goes over. And Corey's character gets his leather jacket caught on the roll-down part of the window.
That's not good.
And he goes over the edge. So I used to talk when Corey did our show as a director. He would come over and I'd say, you got to tell me some James Dean stories. So he would tell us some James Dean stories. I said, he's a jerk, isn't he? He says, well, yes, but... But he was a nice guy. He was off and on, you know. He was a very nice guy, and he was interesting to work with because he was always in character, and at the same time, not available when not on the set, you know.
But not, he's very private.
He was his own guy, as it were, but he would tell great stories about the 50s as an actor working, and then he decided, you know, I'm not going to probably have much of a career acting, although he was in a couple of things, one being, Rebel Without a Cause in 55, but he became a very profound and extremely creative television director. And he did many, many things for us. He worked with us over the years, and he was a terrific guy. And every time I think of Corey, I think of the James Dean episodes, and also Unfinished Business was directed by Corey.
And why'd you like it besides that?
Well, the story was very unique, and it's very difficult to explain. But for the people who are Hunter fans, go take a look at Unfinished Business, and that was in year five. So you're into like about 100 episodes at that point in time.
I think they should bring it back because you've mellowed a little more. Then you were a little cockier back when you were Hunter. I mean,
well, I was drunk a lot in my earlier days.
No, people start thinking, they see the character, and if you are a great actor, as you're a great actor, they start to believe the roles. And, I, you know, we heard the sad news this week about the passing of Mary Tyler Moore, and I just have to say, one fact was she worked on that Dick Van Dyke show. You've seen it in reruns where she and Dick Van Dyke were married, and people thought that they worked so well together. They believed they were married in real life. The show was written so well.
Yeah,
they believed they were married. So when she came back in a new series, she was going to be a divorcee in a series about her working in a newsroom. And CBS said, no, no, you can't do that, because if we say you're a divorcee, they're going to think you got divorced from Dick Van Dyke. So she became a single woman in that series.
Yes, it's very
Is that interesting? I found that's an interesting fact.
It's complicated.
Great actress.
But that's the power of television and the power of imagination. People just, they love their characters, they love their shows, and that's what makes television work so great.
Yeah, it does. All right, we're going to take a little break here today. We're in the lounge getting some great stories today from the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. Fred, you follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And, of course, you can check him out at an email there, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. We're going to take a break, come back with more. Stay with us. Got some emails to read later on the show. Plus, we got an interesting story out of San Diego. There are some fans who are very upset. And we will have that story for you straight ahead. What's that? Oh. Apparently, we've just ordered some piping hot Pizza Hut pizza coming your way, Fred Dreyer. Welcome back here to the lounge.
I need to bite into it.
Yeah. Just because
that traumatized me, by the way.
By biting into that hot pizza?
It stuck to the roof of my mouth, and I was...
How did you unstick it? What did you do?
I put my finger in there.
Oh, my.
I asked the guy next to me to put his finger in there, but he wouldn't do it.
That's not so like you. And so you... You got to do it yourself.
Always got to do it yourself.
Did it peel away cleanly, or did it cause some damage?
It bubbled the skin on the roof of my mouth. That's what it did.
I'm not going to be Sean Hannity and ask that question.
It wasn't like, gee, that's hot. I was flopping around on the ground. I mean, you know.
I saw Sean Hannity ask a question of Spicer there, the new press secretary for the White House.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The Trump's been in for like one day. He says, well, why don't you throw these guys out? And how's everything's been going well so far? Says, yeah, well, we've been in here for one day. I mean, come on. Give the guy a chance to do his job.
Give him another 3 or 4 days and he'll clear the place out.
I think they should put Trump also in charge, being president of the United States, and also put him in charge of the NFL.
Oh, man. He could do it. You know something?
What?
He could do that. In
he
his
could.
Spare time.
He could do, you know, because he knows. He just knows.
Well, he'd hire the right guy to do that.
Now, we got some Charger fans. You saw the story from San Diego.
Before you say, I'm not going to blow the story for you, but I always think about people who decide that they're going to show their allegiance by marking themselves for life. But go ahead.
So the story comes to us. Some of the Charger fans are really ticked off in San Diego because they apparently tattooed the Bolts logo on their arm for the San Diego Chargers. So the good news, first, so in answer to your question.
Is there good news to this?
There's a painful, huge laser removal company that is feeling your pain and wants to eradicate the bad memories. So the company is called Laser Away, and the president there, Todd Heckman, who says his company is available, is offering free removal for tatted San Diego residents looking to wipe the Chargers' tats off their bodies. This is the problem with tattoos. At some point in your life, you're going to say, why did I put that picture of my girlfriend? I haven't seen her in years. And your wife's going, what's that girl on your arm for? Am I right? That's a problem.
Like putting Hillary Clinton on your neck. Have you seen that?
The people are doing that now?
These women who can't get over the fact that Hillary lost.
So they're putting...
They put a picture of Hillary on their necks. What's that on your back?
It's that discolored thing on your back.
Did you know Al Davis, Grandma? You know, that whole deal. And you have to go through that. And people kind of don't think past the emotion of, gee, I hope the Raiders win.
And it happens quickly, the discoloration sometimes. I went out with a woman once that liked Madonna so much, they had the Madonna mole tattooed on their face. Yeah. And then it started to turn green.
What about the gap between her teeth?
No, that was David Letterman. I think he had that surgery.
Letterman and Madonna. Yeah, that's the only thing they had in common.
So Madonna's in a lot of trouble, too. I don't know.
No, she's not. She as long as she stays on her side of the fence, people will love her.
Oh, I'm telling you. Something else. Oh, we got a lot of stuff here today. I'm telling you, there's a lot of things going on here on the big show. And you're saying there's also some other in the news here. We've got a little bit. Jim Harbaugh, is that something going on here? Whatever you say.
Well, the University of Michigan is the only school.
Yes.
Where was my notes? Was the only school
that is going to pay assistants? Is that what you're talking about?
Was going to pay three of their assistants $1 million.
So they want to pay Jim Harbaugh's top three football assistants.
It's a public institution, mind you.
$1 million each per year. And in doing so, they're going to be the first public institution of those that are required to make contacts available via the Freedom of Information Act request to pay three assistant coaches at least $1 million each.
Yeah, I think Harbaugh's getting 10, 11. Something like that.
Well, defense coordinator Don Brown, offensive coordinator Tim Drevno have been retained with contracts worth more than $10 million combined over the next 5 years. And there's so many coaches now. The passing coordinator, Pep Hamilton. Pep is be there, and his brother Abismo. They were lured away from the Cleveland Browns with $4.25 million, a four-year deal. So, you know, is that a big deal to have, like, a special coach for passing and the kicking coach and all that?
They've got
it really
two tight end coaches. They've got, you know, when I was my last year in 81 with the Rams.
How many coaches
we had, like, seven coaches, maybe.
When you started, how many did you have when you first started playing?
Well, about five, six coaches.
Right.
And now there's 19, 20, 21.
Unbelievable.
Well, the coaches now tell the owners, I'll come in and be the manager. I mean, I'll fix this team up for you. I'll be the head coach.
Yeah.
But you've got to give me my people. You know, okay. And they always wind up bringing way too many people. It's just way too many people.
All right, the word is out that you can get a hold of Fred Dreyer. If you want to ever comment on anything we say on the show, follow him on Twitter. It's Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Facebook.com, The Real Fred Dreyer, and email him freddreyer@crntalk.com. Again, that's freddreyer@crntalk.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace. Dr. Approved Medical will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces at little or no cost to you. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us, 800-816-0365. Don't let your knee pain get worse. Call now and get free shipping plus a free pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, Ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Safeties in one game. We call him the Sultan of safeties, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so very much. You know, you meet a lot of people in this business, the sporting business.
Yep.
And over the years, you know, I had the great honor of meeting many people. One of the real good people that I met was Brent Musburger. He was an announcer for CBS. For ESPN and the SEC Network, and he's calling it a career now.
So, any reason why? Does that sit? He wants to get out of there, or what?
Well, it's been a wonderful journey, as he says. He's traveled with CBS and the Disney Company. He loves a love of sports, allows me to live a life of endless pleasure.
Didn't he have a little trouble, he said some things or something and people got on him or whatever?
That was nothing.
I know, but you got to watch what you say because everybody likes to jump on you nowadays to be politically
correct.
Well,
yeah, this was a while back, though. Yeah. He's going to take up shop in Las Vegas, and that's where he's going to retire to. He announces his final event Tuesday, January 33rd. He will call his final sporting event on Tuesday, January 31st. Georgia at Kentucky from Rupp Arena.
We should watch that. He's been with CBS now for 15 years.
Yeah, and he's just, as you would see, a very affable, nice guy. We'll have a beer with you, as he says, but he's just a good guy. You know,
he did news for a period of time in Los Angeles on CBS,
mm-hmm.
not sports. He did news for a while, many years back, but then he graduated totally back into sports. And he said his statement was, "A love of sports allows me to live a life of endless pleasure, and make no mistake, I'll miss the arenas and stadiums dearly. Most of all, same as you're saying here, Fred, I will miss the folks I've been met along the trail. But the next rodeo for me is in Las Vegas. Stop by and we'll share a cold one and some good stories I may even buy." So I guess he's moving to Vegas, huh?
Yeah. And
going to start a sports handicapping business. That's interesting. Maybe you and I have been pretty good picking games this year. We should help him.
He should do well there doing that. I met Brett. My friend Bob Stenner was a producer for CBS Sports.
Bob Steiner or Stenner?
Stenner.
Stenner.
Bob
okay.
Stenner.
Okay.
And of course he worked for CBS Sports. Producing games on Sunday, and I met him because he'd do some of our games. And then along with meeting Bob, you met Brent, who was the guy in the booth before the game started.
Yeah, he would do the
and he would break the show down and he would have guests on and a couple of times he interviewed me and we had some good laughs over the years it was a part of my time when I was young and in the football business, and just starting to come into my own, and he was one of the guys there that was always complimentary. So I'll never forget that. Brent's a good guy. We wish him all the best.
Hey, he has been a staple of sports, 77 years of age now, and since 1990, he's been hosting play-by-play commentator for sports on ABC, ESPN, SEC Network, and as I mentioned, CBS for 15 years, too. So the great Brent Musburger.
All the best to Brent.
Vinny's gone, now Brent Musburger. Let's stop the retirement syndrome.
It's you know what it is? You know, a friend of mine, my acting coach, Nina Foch, told me
Nina Foch,
a long time ago, her good friend John Houseman, producer.
Yes.
You know, the one that who did the ads on TV for the stock exchange. I think it was maybe Bear Stearns or something. He would say, "We earn it." You know, that guy.
Yes.
We handle your money, and we earned your respect. Okay. She told me that in relationship to losing him as a friend, she says, you know, your real heartbreak occurs when you start to lose the people that knew you when you were young.
Yeah.
And Brett is one of those people. He was with us along the journey of the pro football experience, and he was always a lot of fun to be around, and we'll miss him.
That's why I only hang out with little kids now. I always my little Dickie Bandsbax is my favorite person to hang out with.
Who's this?
Dickie Bandsbax. He's 7 years old. I just like hang out with him, and I got an older guy that I hang out with who's a 19-year-old and just graduating high school, and we sit around talking and everything. It's like, you know, you don't want to lose the people that are your age, so you get people that are younger than you, and it makes
isn't Dickie Bandsbax? Bandsbax?
Yeah, a little Dickie Bandsbax.
He handicaps games for
you.
Yes,
he does. It's the age of seven.
That's where you get all that insight, that sports wisdom.
Yeah, I like Atlanta, Mike.
Okay, thank you, Dickie. It's good that he's here in our studio audience today. That's good. So, still, you don't have a pick for the Super Bowl yet?
Are you waiting for that to come in?
I know it's early on. We got a week to go, but I'm just wondering.
Look, there's only two teams. You know, you can make an argument for either one. I always go in these games. I always go to what I think the coaching breeding is. But I think that's with New England. I think it feels like it's New England.
The ticket prices are going up now because people are starting from Atlanta want to go to Houston and see the game.
Well, they probably will. But, I mean, Atlanta, you just drive on Highway 10, you go right into Houston. That's it.
It's a little longer than
Highway
that.
10.
Yeah, but just go on it. But you got to drive.
You got to go east. You can't go west on Highway 10.
No,
you got to go west. You got to go west. You can't go east.
You can't go east. There you go. A couple of guys went east because you gave them the wrong directions, and they may float around.
Well, we're gonna wind. You'll catch the drift, and you'll be down in Haiti in no time.
They're going around the Cape. Welcome back here to the lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, Fred Dreyer, and it's our email segment here. A lot of people sending you emails,
yes.
Fred.
Yes.
Sarah Z-E-E, says, hi, Fred. Sarah from Long Island. I loved Hunter. Never miss an episode. Do you have a favorite episode from the show? Oh, yes, you mentioned it here
yes,
on the show.
Yes, I do. And it was called
Unfinished Business.
Unfinished Business, directed by Corey Allen in the fifth year. So look at that one. That's my favorite.
Do you still talk to Stephanie Kramer?
Periodically.
Ted says, Fred, I've been a Hunter fan since its premiere. Love rewatching the episodes on Heroes and Icons. That's the channel that's carrying it now, right?
Yes.
When can we get a Blu-ray release of the entire series, movies, and Resurrection series, including the unaired episodes? Also, we need some Hunter merchandise. Works for me. What do you think?
Well, you can go. You know, you can go to a lot of these big stores and walk right in and get the whole box set.
Yeah, you can pick it up there too.
Yeah.
Okay. Gail says it's my favorite day of the week because it's Fred Dreyer Day. So wonderful to have this day.
Very nice.
Tunes into the show, and she says you are my solar panel. You've been doing some work for a solar company.
Solar Optimum.
Yeah. She says it would be nice to have Mike with Fred and do this here. So this is kind of nice. That's good. Now, John Nelson says, Fred, glad to hear you every week. Who's your pick to win the big game and why? You're sort of hedging, but you're going towards what?
Well, if I'm pressed, and I guess I am, I'm going with New England in a shootout, and it's going to be one of the best games. And please, if it's close in the last 5 minutes of the game, flip a coin. Whoever has the ball last probably wins.
Somebody, Sam here, says, Sam, what's your favorite Super Bowl snack?
Pizza.
Good hot pizza, huh?
The one that sticks to the roof of your mouth.
It's good. It'll stay with you. Do it during halftime. You can roll on
the
floor.
Do they eat pizza during football games now?
I think so. We'll be back. Stay with us here on CRN. Back in the lounge, I'm Michael Horn with the legendary Fred Dreyer. So Roger Goodell, Fred, was apparently on the Herd, Colin Cowherd's show, and talking a little bit about his disappointment over this whole San Diego move to Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He says, quoting, now we're all, he said that he was disappointed that they couldn't work out something with the team, with the powers that be in San Diego. He says, we're all disappointed. We all worked very, very hard with local officials, with the Chargers, the Spanos family, with all of our clubs, and we did some unprecedented things to try to keep the Chargers in San Diego, which was our first priority. That's why all of our relocations, these are painful processes. They're painful for our fans. They're painful for the communities in general. They're painful for the NFL, so we always work to avoid that, and we did that in San Diego. We worked very hard to try to avoid it, to make sure that we went not just the extra mile, but the extra 3 or 4 miles. Including the Chargers had the opportunity to move, frankly, a year ago. So he said they stayed at that time. But
yeah, well.
So what do you think?
Hey, look, it comes down to this. If Dean Spanos wanted to be in San Diego,
he'd be there.
He'd be there. And the fact that that Goodell is now coming to the aid of Dean Spanos, to say we tried everything and tried to bear some of the brunt of everything. There's many truths in this thing. The one truth is, you have to remember, the state of California is a liberal legislature. They're not going to invest in any billionaire's company. Football or no football. They can make saddlebags. They don't care. They're not going to give any more money to these owners. And on top of that, the referendum that was put to the people in San Diego,
yep,
was one where they went to the hotel community and asked them to raise taxes, a whole room tax, that would help get them the stadium they wanted downtown near San Diego, near Petco Park, where the Padres play.
Right.
So the city didn't want to do that. And the city was told by somebody in the legislature, don't make a deal there. Hell with them. Let them go to Mission Valley. There's enough room out there next to that terrible stadium. And tear that thing down and build a state-of-the-art stadium for them down there, and then they could be there, and it'd be wonderful. Now, when you weigh everything out and you ask who's at fault, the ultimate decision comes down to Dean Spanos. And that is, I want my franchise to be worth $1 billion more than it's worth now.
How do I do that?
How do you do that, staying in San Diego with a new stadium? You don't. You change venues to work becomes a marketing bonanza for you, with an already built stadium, sharing it with the Rams.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And you now have the cachet of being the L.A. Chargers, which isn't too far of a stretch because they started there in 1960. And
gotcha.
In 61 went down to Balboa Park and played there for 4 or 5 years in Balboa Park before they moved in 1967 to San Diego Stadium. By the way, that was my first year at San Diego State, and we played one of the first football games in San Diego Stadium my junior year.
You're a
year.
San Diego boy, I know.
Yeah.
You're San Diego State.
So the beauty now is it's all there for San Diego State. There's no football team down there except for San Diego State.
So it's big for them now.
And so it's big for them now, and what that school should do, if they want to call me, I'll help them. But they should petition and go build a 37,000-seat stadium either on campus or out there in Mission Valley, and have an own football in San Diego. They can do it.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
All right, welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. You have cleaned up Fred Dreyer, the chocolate-covered... of popcorn there.
So. Harry and David, you had a Desi sandwich. She was very, very sweet to do it. You've had some. What do you think?
I've had some, and I'll tell you, they're really great. And you've said dark chocolate is the way to go. That's your favorite chocolate,
It's very healthy for you.
However, on occasion, I have seen you grab at a milk chocolate Kit Kat bar.
Well, that's only after I've been drinking.
Is that what happens with it?
When I drink, I just grab that Kit Kat.
You know, they have different flavors of Kit Kat bars in Canada, but not so much here. I've been trying to find the dark chocolates, which they make, but they're very hard to find. But in Canada...
Kit Kats are good, eh?
Yeah, the Kit Kats are good, eh? It's a boot time we had some.
Eh.
Eh, it's good.
That's
good. Delicious.
There's only 25 million people in all of Canada, so...
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a few baseball teams. You know, spring training coming, starting up pretty quick, and there were some trades this week. How about that Logan Forsythe going to the Dodgers from Tampa Bay for Jose De Leon?
Jose was a good pitcher, but he's young, and he'll do well in the Tampa Bay.
The Dodgers were looking for a second baseman, a leadoff guy, somebody could hit left-handed pitching, and this Logan Forsythe is going to be their leadoff guy.
Well, he better. I mean, they paid a lot for him.
Now, the Dodgers also acquired Brett Ebner. I believe that's the way you say his name, E-I-B-N-E-R.
Little Ebner
from the Oakland A's in exchange for a minor league infielder, Jordan Tarsovich.
So he's from Sleepy Hollow, I think.
Little Ebner taken there. And so, I don't know, it's making some changes here. That De Leon guy was just 24 years old. He might
Was he that old?
24. He might be a phenom at some point for the Tampa Bay Rays.
Here's the beauty of this. If he becomes a phenom when he's 28, 29, the Dodgers will get him as a free agent.
Yeah, and that's how they look at it.
That's how they look at it.
Yeah. So that's pretty good. Hey, we want to remind you that you can contact Fred Dreyer. Follow him on Twitter. Fred,
please do, yes.
Fred underscore Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred underscore Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And you can also email, if we read your emails, we love to do that. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. That's Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Well, I want to thank Desi for sending us this great Harry and David treasure chest of goodies. Thanks so very much. I'm going to enjoy them for the rest of the evening. Thank you.
If you missed something from today's show, you can find it now on iHeartRadio Talk. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk.